Welcome. Today is the 12th day of Advent. Our devotional is based on Psalm 62 and is written by the Reverend Patrice L. Fowler Searcy. I am a fixer by nature. A significant part of the ministry God has entrusted to me is to help others, to make sure that they are secure spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Over time, I have come to realize that my desire or need to fix things for others often gets ahead of what God is doing. I've learned that it is better to wait on God than to wish later that I had. Our ability to wait on God and lean not to our own understanding is difficult, especially when there are so many issues in the world that we are moved to address, try to mitigate, or hope to fix. Inequities, injustices, inequalities, maltreatment of people based on a wide variety of unjustified factors. Yet the psalmist reminds us to wait in silence and assurance, for God is our rock, salvation, and refuge. Waiting on God is not a passive act, but a peaceful stillness that manifests when we yield our fears, anxieties, and insecurities to God, out of faithful trust and hope-filled living. In the letter to the Philippians, Paul writes, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." During this season of Advent, may our minds, hearts, and spirits be at peace as we wait with assurance for Jesus Christ, the ultimate fixer of all things, and trust that God has not relinquished control of this world, but is working everything out for our ultimate good. As the psalmist concludes, so shall we. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. Let us pray. Gracious, loving, and all-powerful God, quiet our hearts, increase our faith, and help us always to look to you, the one and only God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond anything we might imagine and think. Although the world seems out of control, teach us to wait on you, our hope, and to trust you with every aspect of our individual and corporate lives. For you are our rock, our salvation, and our refuge. Amen.